Lord, grant us the grace to fight darkness with our heavenly weapons, using divine power to demolish strongholds and tear down the works of the enemy. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking to Mother Claire. I am here with you. I haven't gone away. Continue to prepare. Do not let up on your plans. Keep moving forward. There is so little time left to you all. Each day I want you to make steady progress forward. Do not hold back. Do not allow sickness to prevent you from the messages. You only have to ask me, and I will help you. I know it seems like a lot, more than you can handle, but things get done in layers, one after another, so do not stop. I am with you in a very special way. Truly they are chosen. It is in their hands the level in which they want to participate. They have many relatives to consider as well, possibly even an end times community for them. There are many options open to them, and being here gives them an idea of what it is like. And yet there are many suffering homeless that will have no place to go. As I said, they have many options. They should seriously seek the Lord about what to do according to His will. There are decisions to make. These are two very special souls, Claire, very special. And to the degree they will cooperate is the degree over the flesh and temptations of this world. Still, the priority is on praying for those who will die without preparation to meet the Lord. I am asking all of you to focus on these souls. They are the most vulnerable, and it breaks my son's heart to know that their souls are in great jeopardy. Indeed, praying for these is the most productive prayer you can make. My son longs to gather them all together and see to it that they make it to heaven, or at the very least, purgatory. Remember, the divine mercy prayer is the most powerful towards this end. It is late in the game to begin a refuge. The ones my son has already established have a solid foundation. You know from experience how long it takes to sort out people, who belongs and who doesn't. There are pre-established communities all around the world they could choose to align themselves with. However, they know you, and that is half the battle. Mother, you know what I am thinking. Blessed Mother continued, patience. You will be rewarded for moving forward and for your patience. You have not been misled so far, and you will not be misled the rest of the way. At least have confidence that thus far you have heard from us. Be confident, especially when you see things moving forward, that we are behind every decision. This should give you the confidence to move forward. You are preparing many for their roles, and that will become clearer as things begin to fall into place. Sweet Claire, we want you to move forward with the messages and trust that we are in everything you are doing. You have a very mature group of souls around you, and they are very balanced and dedicated. It is safe for you to move forward. Mother, please restore my mind. I am still very much feeling cross currents. Our Lady continued, and that is because you are suffering for what is going on. It will not be long now. Just do what you can every day. Be faithful to care for your husband and community. Speak as the Spirit brings things up, and continue to prepare. We are with you. You will not fail. You are loved, cherished, and carefully guarded. Rest assured, angels surround you in the mountain, and they are presenting a formidable challenge to the dark ones. As you step up and pray, citadels and strongholds fall. Your prayers, believe it or not, are very powerful. Remember, you are working on the side of righteousness, which the angels love and regard highly. Those who hate you will weaken. Mother, I pray also they convert and realize they are dealing with the deceiver. Blessed Mother responded, your prayers help in this endeavor. Keep praying, my children, and your prayers will push back the darkness.